Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Buying in downtown and historic Dakula, older homes, no HOA, real character. Not everyone wants a subdivision. For buyers who are tired of vinyl-clad sameness, monthly HOA dues and cul-de-sac uniformity, the older heart of Dakula, the streets in and around the historic downtown along Broad Street and Dakula Road, offers something the master-planned communities can't, genuine character, and the freedom that comes with it. This is a different kind of Dakula purchase, and it rewards a different kind of buyer. The housing stock here is a mix rather than a template. You'll find older homes on larger, mature lots, ranch houses from the mid-century, and infill and re-notice of violation-aided properties scattered through established streets, alongside a few genuinely historic structures near the town center. Lots tend to be bigger and more private than in newer subdivisions, with real trees rather than young landscaping, and no two houses look quite alike. The defining feature for many buyers is what's absent, a homeowners association. Most of the older, non-subdivision properties in and around downtown carry no HOA and no monthly dues, which means no covenants dictating paint colors or parking, room for workshops, gardens, boats, or an RV, and none of the recurring fees that come with the amenity communities. The trade-off is the flip side of the same coin: no community pool, no shared tennis courts, and you maintain everything yourself, so it comes down to whether you value freedom and space or amenities and uniformity. Walkability is the other draw, and it's rare in this part of Gwinnett. Living in or near the historic core means you're close to downtown Dakula's shops and restaurants, the parks, and the route of the town's signature Memorial Day parade, the kind of small town, front porch proximity that the outlying subdivision simply can't offer. Being in the older core also generally means you're inside the Dakula city limits, which carries real implications: city services, the city marshal's office for code and ordinance issues, a vote in city elections, and the city's role alongside the county. That's a meaningful difference from the large share of Dakula homes that sit in unincorporated Gwinnett. On schools, the historic core generally falls in the Dakula cluster. Dakula High sits right downtown, but as everywhere in town, confirm the exact assignment for a specific address on the Gwinnett County Public Schools school locator. A few things to check carefully when buying an older Dakula home: the age and condition of the roof, HVAC, plumbing and electrical systems, whether the property is on public sewer or septic and, if septic, the tank's condition and location, well versus public water on the more rural edges, and any needed updates that a subdivision resale wouldn't have. These are the ordinary realities of older homes, and they're exactly what a good inspection is for. On price, the older core spans a wide range depending on lot size, condition, and how much a home has been updated, so there's no single number. The honest read is what's currently active and recently sold on these streets, which a local agent can pull from the Dakula MLS. The short version: if you want space, character, no HOA, and walkability to the real town of Dakula, the historic core is where to look, just buy the house with your eyes open on its age. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.